Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scotty Chat special edition of the Satellite Guys podcast. My name is Scott Kraskowski. We'll be joined in just a couple minutes by goalie Bob Nemitz, who's dialing in. We'll give out the numbers to call in just a little bit here on the Scotty Chat. But I want to welcome everybody with us tonight. Goalie Bob's having some trouble dialing in. But anyways, welcome to the podcast. We'll give out the numbers in just a second, which will be the same number that Goalie Bob needs to dial into. Let's see here. I'm typing him the number because we're actually waiting for a phone call at the moment from Dish Network. Okay, I think we got Bob all straightened out here. He should be calling in just a second. Anyways, I want to welcome you to the Scotty Chat. I am Scott Kraskowski, and it's a very special night for us here at SatelliteGuys.us tonight as we celebrate our holiday party. And let's see here. Okay, let's see. We got Goalie Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Scott. What's going on?
Not much. And also, we got another guest on the line with us here, calling in from Dish Network, Parker McConaughey. How you doing?
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
It's going good. I understand that you have a rundown for us of tonight's Charlie Chat. What's happening on the Charlie Chat tonight?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on. Especially appreciate all the guys everyone over at Satellite Guys and everything that you guys do. Tonight, we're gonna have another great show for the Charlie Chat. We're going to take a look back at 2008. And some of the exciting stuff that we've done. And we're also going to take a look forward at 2009 and some of the plans and some of the directions that we want to go. And to go along with that, some things that I know I'm really excited about. We're going to have Mark Cuban in studio live. I cannot wait to meet Mark Cuban. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to have some other special guests like Maria Bartiromo and Rachel Maddow. And so those are some of the things we've got in store. We're looking forward to it.
Well, it sounds excellent, Parker. Tell Charlie and the gang that we wish them all the best in this holiday season, and we thank you for calling and giving us the update. I know you got to run.
All right, yeah, we got to get down to the studio, so you guys all take care. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Parker. That's Parker McConaughey from Dish Network. He's calling up and letting us know what's happening on the Charlie Chat tonight. So, Bob, how's things going?
Oh, things are going great, Scott. So have you gotten your Christmas presents yet?
Well, I've done all my shopping. I've been actually done shopping for a while now, except my wife keeps going out and buying lots and lots of stuff over and over again. We are live here on the Scotty Chat tonight. Let me give the number now that Parker's called in. I wanted to make sure he got on the air. The number to call in is 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's 1-877-728-4897. And that's SAT Guys, S-A-T, not F-A-T. I know I'm kind of chubby and robust, but the number is SAT Guy, 1-877-SAT-GUYS. Anyways, we're going to talk about tonight, what do you want to see in the satellite world in 2009? I want to hear you calling in with what you'd like to see. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting. And you ready for the holiday party tonight, Bob?
Oh, I am so super excited for the holiday party. I can't wait to see what kind of gifts people are going to get as far as who's going to get what. And it's going to be a really exciting time. As always, you can go to chat.satelliteguys.us, and we always have a great time.
Yeah, I'm going to be entering the chat here in a couple minutes. In fact, I should probably load it up now. I was in the chat earlier, and my computer crashed, the old blue screen of death, if you believe that. Right before the Scotty Chat was about to start. It's a good old Microsoft product for you.
Yeah, I know. Microsoft, wow, whew, yes. At least it wasn't Windows Vista. I at least hope not.
Actually, it was Vista. And me and Bob were doing some audio tests before we went on the air tonight, and I was talking to him, and all of a sudden the computer went into shutdown mode, was counting down backwards, and it was like, oh, no. So that was not the best thing. Let's see here. I'm logging into the chat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's never cool at all when that happens. And I kind of can sympathize with you because my connection crashed a little bit. But we're good now. We're live. We're here on the air. And, you know, if you want to give us a call, go ahead and give us a call on the hotline number.
Yep, the hotline number is 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's 1-877-728-4897. So, Bob, last week, Wednesday, we had a very interesting uplink report. It looks like Charlie may be wearing a red suit this year for Christmas, but I don't know if he's going to be Santa or if he's going to be dressed as the Grinch.
Yeah, I know. I want to see personally Charlie dressed as a Santa. I want to see him skipping around the good old studio there in Dish Network. And I want to see him handing out gifts of HD to everybody. And, you know, with Mark Cuban being there, that would be pretty cool if Mark Cuban came in as Santa's little helper. And each little box representing the HD channel, you open it up and, oh, wow, there's a VH1 HD. Or then they open up another present and it's like, oh, my goodness, G4 HD TV.
Yeah, so hopefully we got some presents. Judging by last week's Uplink report, things are looking pretty good. Of course, you know, Dish Network for the last 4 months or so has been promoting up to, and there's the key words there, up to 150 channels of high definition. And I don't think they're going to reach that number, but I'd like to see them get a little higher than what they are now.
Right, unless they decide to go on a massive high definition spree here within the next couple weeks. They're not going to definitely make that number, but you know, you never can never say never, because they do have plans, and maybe Charlie still hasn't pulled out his ace out of the hat.
Right. One of the things I don't understand, well, I kind of understand why Dish is not carrying some of the channels that they're not carrying. DirecTV's got a number of HD channels that have not shown any HD content on it yet, and I can understand holding off and giving us real HD content channels a little bit there. You know, Dish has been real quiet the past couple weeks, so hopefully tonight's Charlie Chat opens up a lot for us. By the way, I'd like to thank Jason Crandall, who's known as Master Deals on the site, who was known as Master Deals, not known as that anymore, is he? He updated the homepage so people could tune in and listen to the Scotty Chat tonight. So thank you, Jason, and welcome to all the listeners out there who are tuned in. Let me give you our number again to call in at. It's 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's 1-877-728-4897. The question tonight is, what do you want to see from satellite in 2009? We want to take your call.
You know, Scott, I personally would like to see more interactivity within the satellite industry. Also, I'd like to see him remove some of those high-definition pay-per-view channels for some more HD content, real HD content, and go towards the VOD way.
Yeah, well, that's one thing Dish really needs to improve. You know, the current Dish Online is really just a beta test to prove that the servers work and things like that. But it's not properly set up yet. And it needs to really be set up nicely, like DirecTV has theirs. DirecTV is the ultimate in on-demand as far as the layout and finding stuff is concerned.
Yeah, I agree with you there. In fact, I've noticed that here in the Chicagoland region, I've noticed that Comcast has become more aggressive with their VOD marketing, trying to make it look like both Dish and DirecTV don't have any VOD whatsoever out there. Now, both you and I know that's not true, but it's going to be very interesting, and I would love to see both Dish and DirecTV really hammer out that product and hammer home that they do have VOD and it's accessible.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on here. We have no callers yet, and which is kind of unusual because a lot of people ask us for the number. And also, if you're not in the chat room, join us in the chat room. You can access the chat room at chat.satelliteguys.us. Come in there. We got a big crowd getting ready for the holiday party tonight. We've got a lot of great prizes to give away, including the grand prize of $250 to spend however you want. We're going to send you an American Express gift card for $250. All tonight's prizes are cold, hard cash. Well, cash in the sense where you're getting the gift card, because we wouldn't want to send, you know, dollar bills to the mail and have some postman put in his pocket, you know.
Hey, Scott, looks like we got a caller on the line.
Yep, let's go to the 608 area code here and say hello. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Bill Kransky, and I'm from the La Crosse area.
How you doing, Bill?
Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hey, I'm doing great here. I want to thank you guys for holding such a great show here and stuff, and looking forward to 2009 from the Dish Network here.
Well, I'm looking forward to what Dish Network is going to be doing in 2009. There is a very special event I am still working on with Dish Network. I don't have permission to talk about it yet. For May of this coming year with Dish Network, if we can get this done, it's going to be the ultimate dream thing for people who love satellite technology.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I can foresee them definitely increasing their HD count this year. I believe their on-demand is going to probably also increase. One thing I would like to see them do, though, is possibly reduce the prices. I think they'd sell a lot more on the on-demand there.
Yeah, that's one of the things that has always bugged me about Dish Network, especially when they first started their on-demand service, was that everything costs money, number one. Number two, their prices were so damn high. Why am I going to pay $5.99 to watch Back to the Future Part 2 on Dish On Demand when it's playing every day on Encore? Or I can go down to my local Blockbuster, rent it for 99 cents, or better yet, I can get myself a Netflix account and unlimited movies per month and watch them for free on my Xbox 360. It really doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
Or you can watch it on iTunes for $3.99.
Yeah, the pricing there doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Hopefully they'll actually see that this year. And,
so you're coming to the holiday party tonight?
Yes, I'm actually already in there, all ready to go there.
That's
so,
great.
Again, thank you very much.
Well, no problem, and good luck to you tonight. I'm not drawing the prize winners. In fact, I guess the way the prizes are being drawn tonight is my 5-year-old son is actually going to pick out names because he can't read, and he's going to hand it to my wife. And then she's going to look up the status of the user because some of the prizes are for pub members only. And and then if he picked a valid winner, then she's going to announce that winner. She's not even picking them herself. My 5-year-old son's doing all the work tonight.
Oh, that's good times there. I got a little 6-year-old, so I know exactly what that's about. Good times there.
Yeah. You can't read, so it makes it more fair that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you
very
much.
Thanks for calling
in
tonight, and hopefully you win something.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. The lines are open here. In fact, we've got 4 lines open, and the number is 877-SAT-GUYS. It's 877-728-4897. Come on, call us and tell us what you'd like to see from the satellite industry in 2009. Also, if you have anything you want to talk about that happened in 2008, we'd love to talk about it. The big discussion this week, surprisingly, has been about Voom. The forum's been very active with people wanting Voom back. Have you seen that, Bob?
Yeah, I've seen that, and I've kind of got my head scratching a little bit. There's a couple of channels that I could see that would definitely make sense to make a return, like Monsters HD, and there's a couple other channels that I feel they should just consolidate everything down, and maybe they can bring the service back that way.
Yeah, I'd like to see Monsters back, and I'd like to see Rave back. But right now we're going to go to the phone lines to this 207 area code. Hello, who do we have tonight?
Yeah, you have Sundu 90, Josh.
Hey, Josh, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, we wished you happy birthday, I think, last week.
Yes, thank you very much. I wanted to tell you, but I didn't expect you guys to have it all in line and all that. I was really shocked.
We aim to please here at Satellite Guys. What can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to say what I'm hoping to see at DirecTV. Been a DirecTV customer since 99, and I wanted to definitely see more HD. They've been promising more HD, but haven't seen much yet. And I also wanted to see more improvement with the receivers. I have the R22, and I just would like to see more with those. Make them faster.
I can agree with you. Right. The speed of them is really slow. Their interactive stuff is really slow, especially if you play the games.
Yeah.
They've improved greatly over the past year alone, and that's thanks to the CE process, which I know you're a member of.
Right,
and,
yeah.
I like to see this year what's going to happen, because we've got a new feature that we can't talk about on the thing, but I really, really like that feature, and I can't wait till it's rolled out nationally.
Do you know when that might be rolled out, or can you
actually,
not say
last
that?
Week, last week's CE saying it was a release candidate, so hopefully we'll be seeing it pretty soon, but it's an amazing, amazing feature that makes it really easy to watch DirecTV, and it's probably the most enjoyable feature besides on demand that I've seen from DirecTV.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not talking.
It'd be really nice. It'd be really nice to see more stuff with like networking. I have my all my receivers networked except for one. I have the two H21s, and I would just like to see more involved with the internet and networking.
Yeah, it's coming, and we can talk about that because it's been talked about in the earnings calls and stuff like that, and that's going to be really, really unique to watch your recordings anywhere in the house, and
right,
that's going to one up everything that Dish is doing as well, of course, until the 722K, which is going to be called the 922 now, comes out.
Right, yeah. It'd be just really nice to see more features and improved stuff. I know there's so much that DirecTV can do with the receivers. I just think that they really, I really hope that they take full advantage of them and put them to their
full. Well, I know DirecTV is working on some really interesting things.
Yeah, they
are. In fact,
right?
I've been in
really nice
communication with DirecTV.
Yeah.
I've been in communication with DirecTV a lot over the past week and a half. And we're going to have a special Satellite Guys exclusive coming from DirecTV, hopefully within the next week, that's going to surprise a lot of people. And I can't say what it is, but it's really, really exciting, and a lot of people are going to be really happy by what they see.
I sure hope so. I can't wait. I'm definitely going to stay tuned as usual.
Yep, do that, and stay tuned in the chat room because we're having a good time here tonight.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
You.
I've been looking forward to this day since you guys announced it last week, and I've been keeping on the website all the time, making sure nothing's changed and all that.
Yeah, well, stay tuned, Josh, and enjoy us in the holiday party tonight, and hopefully you
sure
win
will.
Something. And thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for the happy birthday wish again.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Josh. And what did you think about what Josh said about DirecTV, Bob?
You know, I've been one of the vocal users in the DirecTV forum because I also have DirecTV, and I've really been calling DirecTV lazy lately. In fact, speaking of lazy about launching HD channels, there was a thread in the DirecTV forum where I pointed out, hey, a year ago you said you were going to launch PBS HD in select markets, and by gosh darn it, a week later, guess what DirecTV did? They launched PBS HD in select markets.
Well, yeah, but I don't think you did that. a lot of mustard got to go in here to make the hot dog, I tell you that. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
The phone lines are open, 877-SAT-GUYS, that's 877-728-4897, or join us in the chat room at chat.satelliteguys.us. It is the holiday party night here at Satellite Guys. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Hey guys, it's Scott here, and you're joined to the Scotty Chat, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com tonight, and also at satelliteguys.us. Please join us in the chat room, or give us a call, 1-877-SAT-GUYS. Hey Bob, hope you got a drink there while we were doing things.
Oh yeah, I'm down in beers over here.
the Charlie Chat drinking game has already started. Well, I see the phone lines are starting to fill up there, so we cut off Jose Feliciano a little short there, but let's go to the phones and let's visit the 517 area code and say, let's see here. There we go. Hello, 517 area code. You're on the air. Oh, and he's gone. Well, we got Mel on the phone with us now. Hello, Mel. How you doing tonight? Hello, Mel.
Hello?
Yep, there you go. How you doing? I don't think Mel can hear us tonight. We'll try one more time. Nope, he's gone. Okay, we're going to go back to the 517 area code here in just a second. We are waiting for the line to open up. Here we go. Let's go to the 517 area code. Jason, is this you?
Yes. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. You lost me there for a second. Bob, how you doing?
Yeah, I think I hit fat fingered and hit the wrong button. It's okay, Jason.
I had an interesting two questions for you. Do you think we'll ever see the major networks show up on VOD for either service provider? And I was curious what your thoughts were on the Tribune bankruptcy that they announced today.
Oh, number one, the VOD, the network stuff there. There's already an agreement in place for both services with NBC. Dish has used it to air certain episodes of Chuck and some other previews they've shown there. And they also aired the Olympics on both services. So there is an agreement there. It's just who wants to do what, and then also where can they make money at it, because NBC rather sell their TV shows on iTunes for $1.99 instead of giving them away for free.
I remember Direct ran a test there where they had previous seasons for, I think, about $2 a show, which
yep.
Seemed to overprice their market, but it didn't last long, so I can't guess how successful it was. What do you think of the Tribune news today? I know they own a lot of local stations, and they provide guide data to some of the providers.
Well, it's the time of the year, I guess, especially for 2008, where all the companies have their hand out looking for some kind of bailout, and I don't know if that's going on there or not going on there, but the Tribune, you know, the stations and newspapers have traditionally been very profitable. I know the newspaper industry, which Tribune owns a lot of, haven't been doing as well, you know, because of the new media stuff. But the TV stations have been performing well, so the news is kind of surprising to me.
I think our guy.
Yeah, my take on it. Yeah, my take on it here in the Chicagoland area, where I'm a little bit more prone to news from the Tribune, because the Chicago Tribune is from Chicago, and also they own WGN and the Chicago Cubs, and I think the writing was on the wall last year when they put up the Chicago Cubs for sale, which Mark Cuban and a bunch of other people placed bids on for the Chicago Cubs, and I think that was really the telltale sign, and with the economy going the way that it's gone here lately, I think that just ultimately hurt the Tribune, and that's where they've gotten to the point that they've gotten today.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I don't think you're going to see any major sell-offs. I think more than likely they're looking for a bailout, because already here in Connecticut, the Hartford Current is owned by Tribune, and the Senate's trying to put together a package to make it a little more better for them to stay and keep jobs here in Connecticut with the Hartford Current. And if states do that, or if the federal government jumps in and gives them a little bit of a pat on the back and gives them some breaks, you know, why not?
I think it's safe to say we won't see any local channels disappear or hit the guide button one day and have a blank screen.
No, I don't think that's in danger of happening, because there's always other buyers out there waiting to gobble things up. This is probably the best time in history to, if you got the money, to buy into things. For example, if you're looking at the stock market, you know, Sirius is only down to 15 cents right now. But Sirius is not going to go anywhere. They're going to make their payments. They're going to have to. Their spectrum is too valuable. Someone's going to come up and do it, or buy them out, and the stock's going to go up no matter what. At 14, 15 cents a share, you can get a lot of shares.
Well, thanks for the show tonight, guys. Looking forward to the party, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, thank you, Jason.
All right. That was Jason Crandall. He's one of the staff members in the DirecTV area, and I'm choking over here. But we do have another caller coming in from the 406 area code, so let's hop to him right now. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello there. This is Diane Johnson from the Big Sky Country.
Hi, Diane.
And
how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm looking forward to the party tonight. I can finally get in the chat room.
Yeah, it's working.
Well, the link Pepper gave was what really helped me out. But anyway, the question I had is, do you think they will ever get the HD DVR where you can get HD on both TV 1 and TV 2?
Yes. And that's something I talked with people from Dish. I don't know about the DirecTV side, but yes, on Dish. They're just trying to figure out the best way to get it to TV 2, whether it be a thin net client, whether it be wireless. We may see some announcement about that at CES or at Team Summit in May, but they're definitely working on that.
Well, that would be great. My other thing I'd like to see is a closed captioning button on the remote instead of having to go through the menu to turn it on and off.
Yeah, a couple of people have suggested that, and I don't know why they haven't put that on there. I think their big fear is that people will accidentally press it and wonder why their screen is showing a big black box, you know, when it goes into the other caption modes. And they don't want those service calls. So I think that may be the reason they're holding off on it.
Well, most people that use the closed captioning know which service to use.
Right. Jason in the chat room is asking to clarify, is this going to be on existing DVRs or just new products coming from Dish as far as the dual output HD? That would be on new products only.
That figures.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know, though. It'll be cool.
Well, think of it this way. Your DVR is always running. The hard drive inside is always running. So it's really good to replace them every 2 to 3 years anyways because it's going to die eventually.
Well, yeah. I've gone through 3 622s before they gave me the 722, and it's been perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're very good machines. Again, the biggest failure point on them is probably the hard drives. And, you know, Dish doesn't make the hard drives. Those are Western Digital or Seagate or whoever makes them. And they're due to fail just like they would on your computer.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the call. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, and I'm heading back to the chat room.
All right, we'll see you in the chat room. Merry Christmas to you, and we will talk to you in the chat room. Boy, the lines are filling up now, Bob.
Yeah, they are. Wow, and Merry Christmas to everybody while we're saying Merry Christmas. And, well, let's go ahead and take the next call. And
all right, let's go to the 320 area code and say, hello, caller, you're on the air. Of course, it helps if I click on the button.
Scott's having technical difficulties over here.
Yeah, well, there's a little screen here, and you got to click on a little microphone, and then it takes a while for it to answer sometimes. But now it's answered. Hello, 320 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm Pete. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hey,
I'm calling pretty good tonight. I'm calling because I'm hoping the launch on Wednesday of the SEAL 2 satellite is successful and isn't like AMC 14, and I was wondering, what do you think Dish's plans would be if for some reason there was a catastrophic failure like the other leased satellite AMC 14?
Well, I think if something did happen, it wouldn't be the end of them. Let's put it that way. There's lots of free satellites up there that Dish could rent. It would probably cost them a little more money, but they could get around things. My big fear is actually with the Eastern Arc service, since all three satellites are using old archaic satellites. If any of them went down, it could destroy the Eastern Arc. Imagine 61.5 going down, which is at its end of life or close to bypassing its end of life expectancy. So if that happened, it would be a bad thing. But again, there's satellites up there for rent. It's just who wants to write the check and how much is the check going to be.
Yeah, I can understand that. I bet that'd probably be a pretty big check with a lot of zeros behind it.
Yeah, but luckily Charlie has those zeros in his bank account. Unfortunately, I do not.
Have a good night. Have a good night.
Okay, Pete, thanks for calling. And that opens up our phone lines here at the Satellite Guys Scotty Chat. The number is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. And, tonight is a tough one. We're doing the Satellite Guys party for the annual Christmas party for all our members. And also, it's the final episode of Boston Legal tonight. And I know I got my DVR set to record that one, as well as Raw. Got to record Raw as well. So it's going to be an interesting night on television. But we hope you'll stick with us and stick in our holiday party because it's going to be a fun one. We got lots of stuff to give away, and I know Prize Goddess is there right now saying she wants to give away some prizes tonight, and she's definitely going to do that.
So what's the exclusive secret that Prize Goddess has?
I don't know.
That's amazing,
thing.
Scott.
She's probably talking about the DirecTV thing because she knows what's going on there. The thing that we're working on with DirecTV. That's going to be interesting, and we're going to be able to release it first before anybody else, and we're really happy about that. By the way, while we got a chance here, while we have no callers on the line, I want to say thank you to all our supporting pub members for all their support over 2008. Without their support, we wouldn't be here today. The market has changed drastically as far as advertising revenue online, and you know, while we do have advertisements and are supported by advertisements, we wouldn't be able to make it if it wasn't for the kind of support of our supporters. They really did make a difference this year, and that's why we're giving out so many prizes tonight to the pub members to say thank you for making us all that we are.
Yep, and for those who want to go ahead and join us in the chat room who are listening in but not in the chat room yet, it's satelliteguys.us/chat.php. And we're having a good old time in there. In fact, Jason Crandall wants me to go ahead and go in with him and a few other users to go purchase the Cubs. How about that?
Well, you better start saving cans, Bob.
Yeah, I know. I already got a couple of bags of cans already in the closet for recycling, trying to do that go green thing.
Yeah, the Cubs, you know, lots of things for sale this year. Again, it's a buyer's market out there. Look at the, you know, unfortunately, the foreclosure market. But there's a lot of houses out there dirt cheap right now. You know, just if you have the money, it's a great place to be right now.
So how long is it going to take for Claude to go ahead and go to Washington and ask for a bailout?
No, I think Claude's doing okay. I saw he paid like $1,200 for basketball tickets the other night. He's doing okay. I would never spend that much money to go see basketball. Sorry.
For those of you who don't know, Claude is the owner of DishStore.net, a sponsor here at Satellite Guys. And if you need any products for Dish Network, like a 622 or 722, go ahead and head over to DishStore.net, and Claude will take care of you. But I was just wondering, because I did see that he did purchase those tickets, and I think, and it kind of fits right in there with the CEOs of all the car manufacturers where they're flying to Washington asking for money in private jets and stuff.
Yeah, I think Claude's doing okay. Just to explain to Claude a little bit, when I started Satellite Guys, I was looking for a way to help pay the bills, because at that time I wasn't doing as well as my job as I am now. And so Claude was a person I knew from DBS Forums, which is now offline, unfortunately. And Claude was always online helping people find Dish Network products. He wasn't really selling a lot, but every time someone needed something, they said, well, give Claude a call. So one day I said, well, I need to pay the bills with Satellite Guys. And I called Claude up. And me and Claude never really talked before. He saw me online. I saw him online. And I said, hey, Claude, why don't we open up an online store and sell Dish Network products on it? He thought about it for about 10 seconds, and he says, well, how do we gonna arrange this? We came up with our financial details. And without ever meeting each other, in about a 10-minute phone call, that's how DishStore.net was born. And it's been a successful partnership since it launched. DishStore.net is actually turning 5 years old this month. And it's been an amazing partnership between Satellite Guys and DishStore.net. And Claude has gone from, you know, just a regular retailer now into, he's within the top 50 of the Dish Network retailers in the United States, and I'm very, very proud of that. And we do have right now, so we are going to go to the 575 area code. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Steve Perky, Scott, calling to say howdy to everybody. Hey, what's up?
I hear you may be going to Vegas. Is that the rumor that's going around?
I hope I can make it. It depends on the doctor.
Well, bribe the doctor when you see him tomorrow, and you know, if you have to chip in and take some of Bob's cans that he was going to use to buy the Cubs, bribe the doctor and then see if you can come with us.
I sure want to.
Yeah, D. Fergie is.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Don.
I just wanted to wish everybody happy holidays.
Well, thank you, Don. And Don has been indispensable to us this year, as well as Jason Crandall, in grabbing the reins for the DirecTV Forum. He's been doing a great job over there. Don does a lot of back-and-forth talk with DirecTV, interfacing directly with DirecTV, and he's one of the guys that make it all work. He's like the backup guy for Jason. When Jason's not around to post-release notes, Don's right there. He's always got his back, and it's a pleasure having you on staff, Don.
Thank you. I sure enjoy it.
Well, great. All right. Well, thanks, Don, for calling. Anything else you want to add in?
No, that ought to get it. And y'all have all a good night. And y'all stand by. It'll be a little while on the recap because I'm going to enjoy the party for once.
You'll enjoy the party because I think we're going to be celebrating tonight. That's just a gut feeling. All right, Don. Well, make sure Bob sends you those cans so you can come to Vegas with us, and we'll be talking with you later.
Okay. Good night, folks.
All right. Happy holidays. That's Don Ferguson, also known as D. Fergie, one of the Satellite Guy staff members who's calling in here. Phone lines are wide open right now at 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's 1-877-728-4897. And let's see here. We're looking at stuff there in the chat. People are talking about all kinds of stuff. They're talking about free-to-air. Someone's saying that 422 is nice. HD is nice, but blind scanning everyone. Yes, I'm waiting for them to make a receiver that can handle 422 and do blind scanning because it's really a pain in the butt to slave your receiver up to your PC so that way you can blind scan and find signals up there, and then when you find a 422, you can enter it in your computer and watch it on your computer. I'd like to see an integrated box that will allow us to watch everything without having to jump through hoops like we have to do now. But it's a real fascinating hobby. If you haven't played with free-to-air, Iceberg will take care of you. He's our free-to-air guru and can tell you anything you need to know about free-to-air, except how to hack it. He hates hackers, and I think he squished a couple.
Yeah, he's definitely eaten a couple for lunch there, Scott. And, you know, I have that feeling, just like every year the Chicago Cubs fans have that feeling that this year might be the year, I'm hoping that this year is the year for us free-to-air guys, so we get the DVB-S2 blind scan along with 4x2x2 and the HD capabilities. You know, that one magical box that everybody wants but no one seems to can build.
Yeah, well, Fortech was supposed to be coming out with one like that, and the problem they ran into was that it was made for the European market, and the chip manufacturer promised them that they would write drivers for them to work here in the United States. And then when it came time to write the drivers for the United States, because they had the European version working, the person who did the drivers was no longer at the company that for the chipset manufacturer. So Fortech didn't have the resources to write their own driver, and that's why we haven't seen the Fortech Passion here in the United States released yet. But with that said, they are working on another box that can be released early in 2009, and they're working on it, and it will work in the United States, and it will do HD. Unsure about the blind scan, but it sounds like a really exciting product from Fortech.
Yeah, it does, and the first person that develops a box like this, they got my money. I would literally sell Blu-ray players and discs and whatever I needed to do to get this box because, really, free-to-air is a passion, and that's my first passion.
It's really neat scanning the skies and seeing what's out there. Today they had that unfortunate airplane crash, and I believe it was San Diego, and it was up there, and you could have really good camera angles at it with no reporters talking and over things. It was just a pure natural feed from that crash location. And normally when there's national emergency or big news stories, you can watch them live as they unfold on your free-to-air receiver without a talking head giving you a 10-second clip of what they want you to know about what's happening. If you're a news hound, free-to-air is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, in fact, I even saw reports today with the jet crash in California. For those of you who don't know, there was a military jet that crashed into a couple houses out there. But we saw a couple reports of a couple wild feeds out there of this as is happening live. And it's really something to see when you can see it firsthand via these wild feeds that are out there.
Right. Let's see, what else happened in the Dish Network in the past week? I see we got another list of dealers that were banished to hell by Dish Network today. I'm hearing that list that we keep getting once a week with about five dealers is going to keep coming and coming and coming because they're out there catching people, you know, these dealers who are doing naughty things they're not supposed to be doing, which are against Dish Network rules, and they're being terminated from selling Dish Network.
Yeah, and other industry news is Sirius Satellite Radio still has not signed Bubble the Love Sponge. I know he's got a great base of fans here at Satellite Guys, and hopefully that can get rectified pretty soon.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there because Bubba is a name, but he's not a name at the same time. People who know Bubba love Bubba, but other people who hear Bubba Love Sponge, they laugh at it and think it's, you know, a stupid show. So I don't know what's going to happen there. My gut feeling is going to let him go. In fact, I've been hearing rumors that if he is let go, that the Howard 101 channel will go away and Scott Farrell will move down to Mad Dog Radio and have his sports show on there. And then Howard 100 will be just the Howard Stern channel with all Howard Stern all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm looking at some of the comments about Friday's show. It was brutal. And I heard Bubba today on his show, and he hasn't been kicked off yet. I believe he still has a couple shows left over on Sirius. And love him or hate him, he was the number two most played jockey behind Howard Stern on Sirius Satellite Radio, and he did bring Sirius some serious money. But hey, Scott, we have a call on the hotline here.
Oh yeah, let's take that here. Let's mute him here and say hello to the 715 area code. Who's this?
This is Joe, Spiegel 07 from Satellite Guys.
Hey Joe, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
What's on your mind tonight? What do you want to see from satellite companies in 2009?
More HD.
Yeah, everybody wants more HD, and no matter how much HD they give us, it's going to be like sex. We want more. You can never have enough HD, can you?
Oh, of course you can't.
Is there specifically any channels that you want to see launched?
I don't know. I mean, maybe some more sci-fi channels.
Well, the I don't know if there's any more real sci-fi type ones.
It'd be nice if it's with Star Wars or Blu-ray.
Yeah, I wish the original trilogy was actually on a Blu-ray type disc. And I wish it would be the version that originally released in theaters, not the one where they doctored it up to look better. I want the original.
Yeah. Original.
All right. Oh. Joey, still there?
No, Scott.
Yeah, still here.
Okay, anything else you're looking forward to in 2009?
Maybe some more video games or a PlayStation 3.
All right, well, if you're good, maybe Santa will bring you some or you'll win a prize tonight for the Satellite Guys holiday party. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us tonight on the Scotty Chat, and we'll see you in the chat. And Merry Christmas to you, and again, good luck. Hopefully you win a prize tonight. All right, Bob, we're going to go back to the Bubba Love Sponge thing because actually Mel Karmazan said something interesting about 2 weeks ago. As you remember, Sirius Satellite Radio dumped a bunch of popular stations and they merged stations together with XM, which did not get a good reaction from their diehard fans. In that, Mel was quoted as saying that the number of cancellations they got times the $12.95 a month that people were paying for their service wasn't even $1 million, and the cuts they made and the changes they made saved the company a lot more than $1 million, and that's why the changes were made, which is probably a valid point, and he's probably looking at Bubba the Love Sponge the same way. All right, I don't know if we're back online yet. Wow. Our computer crashed over here, and we're back online. We got 10 minutes remaining. Sorry about that. The computer decided to go on the holiday party before I did. So welcome back to the Scotty Chat, and we are back. Let's take some phone calls here at 1-877-SAT-GUYS. That's 1-877-4897. That's 1-877-728-4897. And let's see if we can get Bob back on the air here. Hello,
Jesus,
caller,
all hell. Jesus, all hell has broken loose, Scott.
I don't know why you got dumped, but I got dumped.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody was hitting the big fat dump button on us. Maybe that little Bubba was somewhere in the HTML Blog Talk Radio headquarters and decided to hit the dump button on us.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just a dump. It was a blue screen of death dump, which is the second time actually tonight that's happened on my computer. I don't know why.
You got to stop surfing that worm, Scott.
No, not now. I'm trying to actually negotiate two different computers here. But we do have a caller on the line, so that means people are listening again. Once again, sorry about that. Hello, caller from the 225 area code. You're on the air.
Hey, Scott. This is Digiblur.
Hey, Digiblur. How's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
How's things in your neck of the woods, Travis?
pretty nice. I can't say, can't complain.
Yeah, you got nice weather down there still, huh?
And it's still cold for us. We got the humidity cold, so.
Now, in New Orleans, how cold is cold?
I'm actually in the Baton Rouge area.
We've
been getting around in the 30s in some evenings, so.
Oh, geez. Around here the other day, it was -7, -8.
Yeah, it's like 8 degrees outside right now. I could use the 30s.
But then you get the rain with it, too, so, and then, you know, the high humidity, so.
Right. Hey, any changes to our uplinks there, the test channels?
I haven't looked. I can actually look while we're talking and see. I checked earlier. I think it was earlier today or yesterday I looked.
Well, this is the first time in SatelliteGuys.us a live uplink report as it happens.
Well, if DigiBlur can't do it, because he may not be by his computer, but it sounds like he is, we'll find out what's happening in just a couple minutes here, about 45 minutes on the Charlie chat.
So I guess talking about y'all's, about the Bubba thing, what y'all think about, I mean, they're not going to re-sign him, or...
Chances are they won't re-sign him because the number of people that cancel aren't going to be enough to pay his salary anyways.
I got you.
I'm sure they don't want to get rid of him, but by the same token, he keeps on whining, and it comes to a point where they say, is this guy worth the money we're paying him? And if we let him go, how many people are we going to lose? And are we losing any money by getting rid of him?
I just checked one of the transponders. It looks like those three test channels are still 1 megabit. Same thing on the other one. There's one more. So I would still say they're slates.
Well, the same going there. So it looks like nothing yet, so we'll have to tune into the Charlie chat tonight, and I'll be hopefully surprised.
All right. Maybe they'll have some CO2 news that's probably going to, you know, from the launch that's going to happen on the 10th, I think it is, Thursday?
Yeah, this week, yeah.
So.
And get your lucky rabbit's foot out for that one.
All right, guys, well, I just want to call in and say hello, and y'all have a good chat, and hopefully we'll have a decent Charlie chat. So.
Well, thanks for calling, DigiBlur. Happy holidays to you, Merry Christmas, and we'll see you online.
All right.
And all right, bye-bye. We're going to talk to the 806 area code. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Scott.
Yep.
Just wondered what you thought our odds were of getting ESPNU and HD anytime soon, say within the next month.
Well, according to people at ESPN that I talked to, and I've actually got a neighbor who works at ESPN, Dish was supposed to have it before the end of the year. And last time I talked to him, which was about a month ago, if not a little longer, he said it was still on schedule by the end of the year. So if they do add some HD, I would probably expect ESPNU to be one of those channels.
The other question I had was on the RSNs. When do you think some of those will go full-time HD?
I don't know, and that's one big question I would have for Eric Saul if he is still with the company, and that's still up in the air because Dish is not saying anything about that. But they announced at the Team Summit event last May that a number of the HD RSNs were going to be 24/7 before the end of the year. And that has not happened yet. And I really got a rag on Dish Network for their handling of the RSNs in HD because they're not carrying all the games in HD. In fact, a large number of the basketball games and hockey games are not being carried by Dish Network in HD, even though they carry any named HD RSN channel. They say it's a channel, but why isn't the programming there?
Is DirecTV carrying any of them in HD?
Somewhere? As far as I know, DirecTV is carrying all of them in HD. And, you know, if you want sports, DirecTV is definitely the one you want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, you guys do a great job, and I appreciate your effort.
Well, thank you for calling in, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Same to you. Good night.
All righty. Good night. And we got lines open now. The number is 877-SAT-GUYS, not 877-FAT-GUYS. You'll get somebody else, even though I am chat. 877-SAT-GUYS, that's 877-728-4897. I can't believe we crashed earlier, Bob. That was kind of fun there. We got about 4 minutes remaining on our broadcast today, so if you do want to get on this edition of the Scotty Chat, please dial in now. the number again, 877-SAT-GUYS, or join us in our chat room at chat.satelliteguys.us. And I see Prize Goddess is warming up her fingertips, getting ready to award some prizes tonight. She's going to be typing in names fast and furious, I'm sure, and it's going to be a fun time. By the way, if you are in the chat room tonight for the holiday party and it's prize giveaway time, we'd like to ask that all members in the chat please refrain from talking when we're drawing winners for the prizes. In years past, we've had a lot of people saying, me, and filling up the chat room. And that makes it really hard for us to see if the person who has picked the winner says they're in the chat, because that's one of the requirements that the person identify themselves and say they are there, because if not, we'll draw another winner in 30 seconds if they don't say they're there. So, again, when we're drawing prizes, please hold off typing until after the winner is announced and claims his prize.
Hey, Scott, we got a quick caller on the hotline there.
Okay, we're going to go to the 504 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Blake. I'm from New Orleans, and I just want to say I would hope in 2009 they can possibly, in Dish Network, can improve the guide. As DirecTV gives more better details when the show's actually in HD. It tells you it's true HD or something usually, and I would like Dish Network to try to do some things like that.
Interesting point there, and I've actually seen some pictures now of the upcoming 922, which is going to be shown off at the CES show in January, and I'll be there and Bob will be there, and as well as other Satellite Guy staff members. But the new guide looks like it does that stuff that you want it to do. And with any luck, I'll be getting some pictures, which I'm going to try sneaking out to you guys in the next couple days so you can see what the new guide looks like, because it is really, really fantastic.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and have fun at the party tonight, okay?
All right. Y'all too. Bye.
All right. And there goes the 504 area code. Didn't get his name, unfortunately, but I thank him for calling. And we're just about down to 2 minutes remaining on this Scotty chat. And sorry for the technical problems we had tonight with us dropping out. But we are very happy to have you with us tonight. And I don't know, Bob. What's your reflections from 2008? What was your favorite part of 2008?
I think my favorite part of 2008 was definitely CES and spending time with the Satellite Guys users, and I look forward to doing that this year again.
Well, hopefully we can do that again. Charlie is a big CEO, and he's got lots of people to talk to and stuff like that, and we appreciated him in the years past, spending an hour and a half with us each time. And it was a very magical time for each time we've done it, and hopefully he'll do it this year. That was a great time for us. Another great thing for us this year was getting together with DirecTV, and DirecTV is opening up a lot of stuff for us. And we're going to be seeing a lot more coming from DirecTV on Satellite Guys, and it's something I'm really, really looking forward to in 2009. And I'm also looking forward to CES in 2009. We got a couple shows coming up in 2009, live call-ins just like tonight. In fact, on January 8th, we'll have a number of shows, including one with Dish Network, and we're still working on some details for another call-in the same night. But we definitely have the one on schedule now with Dish Network in the afternoon, and we're working very hard to get Mr. Charlie Ergen on the air with us to say hello to Satellite Guys members and tell us about some of the stuff that he's introducing at CES this year.
Yeah, I look forward to that. And
unfortunately, we don't have time for the other caller because we've got about 20 seconds remaining. So everybody who tuned in tonight, thank you very much. Thank you for supporting Satellite Guys. And we will see you in the holiday party chat. Thanks, Bob, for coming on and hosting with me tonight.
Thanks, Scott.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you in the chat.